A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I shine a light on the National Theatre. Join the audio describe performance and touch tour of Tupperware of Ashes that took place on Saturday the 19th of October at 2:30pm, which is on at the Dorfman Theatre and is showing until the 16th of November, with a further audio describe performance on Tuesday the 12th of November at 7:30pm, with a touch tour at 6pm. The show runs for 2 hours and 30 minutes with an interval. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is your regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. The promotional material for Tupperware of Ashes states, "I'm falling through a world which makes no sense." An ambitious Michelin star chef, Queenie, is used to having the last word, but when her children notice gaps in her memory and her grip on reality loosening, they're faced with an impossible choice. As Raj, Gopal, and Kamala battle to reconcile their lifelong duty to their mother, the ramifications of their decision take on a heartbreaking permanence. Mira Sial is Queenie in this vivid and heartbreaking family drama about life, immigration, and the Indian spiritual cycle of death and rebirth. The Touch Tour was a wonderful opportunity for those visually impaired to explore the set, props and costumes, touch and feel the visual elements, and hear from the company. And this began at 1pm and had 23 participants gathering in the foyer before being led onto the stage and exploring the production. It was led by in-house audio describers Timna Fibbett and Ez Grange, the stage management team and front-of-house access hosts. The stage consisted of a raised T-shaped platform with all the seats of the auditorium in front, with a polished laminated brown surface, with a three-step blue platform behind and a performance space behind in front of a large blue cloth backdrop with ripples in it. There were tables laid out with various props from the play, including a diary with coloured post-it notes, a large steel saucepan filled with a burnt mixture, a plastic container with samosas in, a large leather handbag that Queenie keeps with her throughout, and a rail full of costumes and saris that everyone felt and explored, plus many, many other items. The touch tour was insightful and beneficial for all, adding greater insight for all in attendance, and gave a wonderful opportunity to ask questions throughout. It lasted for around 30 minutes, leaving 45 minutes for a break or refreshment before the audio introduction delivered 15 minutes before the play began through the black Williams Sound in-your-ear headsets, which were available from the cloakroom, which is a longer corridor from the foyer by the toilets. The intro was delivered by Ez, and she gave a detailed overview of the production, setting the scene, followed by a confident description for part one, illustrating all of the action and drama coming to life on stage, with Timna taking over the reins for part two, coming in at all the right moments, and both like really friendly guides in your ear, making the play totally accessible. Tupperware of Ashes is a thoughtful examination on dementia, and explored the family dynamics as well as a portrayal on Queenie suffering with it. The National Theatre excel at access and inclusion and making theatre equal for all by having a very well-trained front-of-house team who buddy up with participants on arrival and offer one-on-one support until the end of your visit that manages to alleviate any stress or barriers. Some of the audio described performances coming up are Coriolanus. It's audio described on Thursday the 7th of November at 7pm. The Other Place is on Saturday the 9th of November at 2:30pm. There's another chance to experience Tupperware of Ashes on Tuesday the 12th of November at 7:30pm. The Importance of Being Earnest is on Saturday the 14th of December at 2:30pm and Friday the 10th of January at 7:30pm, with a touch tour 90 minutes before. And the festive presentation of Ballyshoes is on Saturday the 21st of December at 1:30pm and Thursday the 20th of January 2025 at 7 7pm with a touch tour 90 minutes before. For more information on all of these shows, all you have to do is Google the NT Theatre. What's wonderful about the National are the quality and consistency, and they always follow a certain standard, and you rely on it all being good as well, as every play that comes next has a different feel and energy, so nothing ever feels the same. To book tickets or for assistance, you can call the box office, and that's 0207 4523 961, or you can email boxoffice@nationaltheatre.org.uk. For further information or to join the Access scheme, you can visit nationaltheatre.org.uk and search for Access. The National Theatre also has a fabulous streaming service called NT at Home that is £9.99 a month or £99 for a year's subscription. That can be found by visiting ntathome.com. To find out what else has been audio described across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit theviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email theviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.